this morning. You can take your shoes off. You can put your feet in the aisle. You're good this morning. Because what we're going to talk about is stuff of encouragement. Things to encourage you this morning, give you some resources to pull from that when you're in difficult times, you know you'll have something to pull from. Russ came to me a little over a month ago and asked me to cover for him. So this lesson was prepared about a month ago. It's ironic that we had these hurricanes come through because, as you will see, the things that we were talking about is going to be related that way. That storm came through. We're going to talk about spiritual storms this morning that you may face. So the title of my lesson this morning is, Who Do You Call When You Need Help? Often we call when we need help. Well, we may call firefighters. Our house catches on fire or we need help with them. We call the firefighters. If we need to be protected and we feel like we're in danger, we'll call for the police. Sometimes when we are sick and need help that way, we'll call for the EMTs and the paramedics to come help us out. And there are times in our life, just like there is in North Carolina and South Carolina, that you will have to call everybody to help. And that's what's going on right now. In South Carolina, North Carolina, they got the police out there, they got the fire out there, they got technical rescue teams, the hazmat teams in different situations. They're calling all their resources together to help them. Who do we call? Everybody knows 911. We always call 911 for when we need help. We have one source to call from. And we don't call the Ghostbusters. We all know that number, 911. What I'm going to give you the resources this morning is I'm going to give you some biblical emergency numbers to follow. If you look in your bulletin, you'll see Judy made this up for me, these bookmarkers. Those are your notes for your lesson this morning. And after this morning, you're able to stick it in your Bible and reference these emergency numbers anytime that you need them on it. And thank you, Judy, for making this up for me on it. So those are your notes. Those are your emergency numbers to call when you need help on it. So this morning we're going to talk about things to encourage you in different situations. First of all, I want to talk about the emergency number, Psalms 18, when you're weak. Who do you call when you're weak? You turn to Psalms 18, and I suggest reading all of Psalms 18. Psalms 18 tells us, in 18:2 tells us this, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, who I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. You feel weak, who do you lean on? God. He's our rock. You need a place to go to get away from it all, the tower of all, you turn to God. He'll lift you up out of these troubles. And sometimes we need that because, like I've said before, I don't know what troubles y'all face. But you do. You know where you're struggling at with. But I don't know. You and God knows. And you need these numbers to turn to be able to give you encouragement. Psalms 18:16 tells us this. He reached down from on high, took hold of me, and drew me out of the deep waters. You ever feel like you're sinking? You're about, the water's over top of your head, you can't take it anymore, you're about to go under. You think about just in South Carolina and North Carolina, that's what they're facing, deep waters. But we have a God that will reach down from on high and pull us out of our struggles, out of our deep water, out of the things that are overwhelming us. He's able to do that for us, and we are able to go to scriptures and have that reminded to us that we have a God that will pull us out of our difficult times for the moment. Still facing weakness? Psalms 18:19 tells us this. He brings me out into a special place. He rescues me because he delights in me. You get to that point in life sometimes where you're stuck in the middle of something, you're in the middle of a bad situation, you just like to get out of there. Well, the Heavenly Father, Christ pulls you to a special place. He rescues you when you're in trouble. He gets you when you're weak and you can't go no further. Like the verse we were reading earlier, some of those people who are in high waters and trying to swim and stay afloat in life. And when you try to swim and stay afloat in life, Christ is able to pull you out of there and bring you to a special place, a safe place. He's able to do that. And sometimes we need to be able to go to Scriptures and tell us and remind us of these things when we need help, that He's there for us. Psalms 18:32 tells us, "It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect." God gives us the strength. If we depend on ourselves and we realize that in our weakest times that we're so weak, we can't do it on our own. And when Psalms tells us, 18 tells us that He is our strength, that's where we pull it from. So that's the number that we can pull to with Psalms when we feel that way. Do you ever feel lonely? We could be in this whole room, a crowd of people, and you can at times feel like you're the only person there. Because life's troubles are so difficult that you feel that you are by yourself. That I'm so significant, nobody's thinking about me. It was read earlier, and I'd like to read it again, and y'all can turn to it if you like, to Psalms 23. Because the only time we seem to read Psalms 23 is at a funeral. But do you realize it's for us today? He's talking to each and every one of us. And every time we read this and say it out loud is when we're at a funeral. But listen to what it's telling you. In Psalms 23, it tells us this: "For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We have a shepherd who's looking out for us and watching out for us. How can you feel alone realizing you have the Lord as a shepherd that's watching out for you? And you don't have to worry about anything. No needs, no nothing. Because I don't have to worry about anything. He provides everything for me. "He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by still waters." He takes me to the places that are the best. Green pastures that I need. He blesses me. "He takes me by still waters." Not the rough waters that South Carolina is facing right now. And the rough seas. He makes sure we're by still waters. He protects us. "He restores my soul." How often do we need our soul to be restored? We feel so lonely and so by ourselves sometimes that we feel like we're in this world all by ourselves. But the Lord restoreth our soul. "He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thou rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know what that says? That says when the stuff gets bad to the point you feel like you're in danger for your life, when most people will leave you and leave you in that situation, the Lord is going to stick by you. He's going to be there for you no matter what the situation. No matter what you're going through, the Lord is there with you. "Therefore He prepares a table me in the presence of my enemies. Though He oints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord." Goodness, when you follow the Lord, will follow you your whole life. There's not a part of your life that He won't be there for you. So how, after reading that, even though we read that at funerals, how, after reading that, could you ever feel alone? Realizing the Lord is with you no matter what. No matter what situation you're in, He's there for you. For you. Worry. You know, Philippians 4 through 5, and actually 4 through 7 is a good one to go to when you're worried about things. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice in the Lord. Gracious be known to everyone, the Lord is near." Now you say, how does that got to do with anything about worry when you're talking about rejoicing? Let me ask you something. How can you worry when you look like this? When you have so much joy and you tell everybody what God has done for you, when you share that to everybody and you rejoice in the Lord. It's hard to worry about things in life when you truly rejoice in the Lord. But he don't leave it at that. He tells us from 6 and 7, do not be anxious about what? Anything. But in everything, by prayer and petitions, with thanksgiving, presenting your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. He'll protect our hearts and minds. What's our worst enemy when we worry? Our mind. Because we think about things, and we worry about things, and we constantly stick to it. He says, rejoice in me. If you have a problem, come to me. Pray. Bring it to me, and I will take care of it. And then I will guide your heart and mind so you ain't got to worry anymore. So you're dealing with worries in your life? Go to Philippians 4:4-7, and read that to realize that your God's got this. You don't have to worry about any of this. You feel in danger? Do you feel in danger spiritually, physically, in any form or fashion? You know, we have a number to call for that. Just like the police, we can call on our Lord. And Psalms 91, Chris will tell you, this is the emergency services verses that we use as encouragement. All of Psalms 91. It's one of our things that a lot of the firefighters carry with them because of the very things that we'll talk about here in just this short period of time. Psalms 91 verse 4 tells us this. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. You feel in danger and you want to be protected? Go to this verse. The good Lord takes care of you. He puts his wings around you and protects you. Just like we protect our kids. When something happens to our kids, we pull them close and keep them protected, don't we? And that's what the Lord does for us. Listen to this part. In Psalms 91, verse 11, For he shall give the angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You know what I pictured when he said he gives charge of his angels? This is what I pictured. A legion of angels. Now how do I not feel protected? You look outside of those clouds in the air. You can't see a blue sky anywhere. But a legion of angels, if you could really see them, that's what it would look like outside. You look outside and there would be nothing but angels and angels and angels. That's what you have to protect you. The Lord puts the angels over top of you and to take care of you. That's an amazing thought. Think about it. Psalms 91:14-16, it says this, I will rescue you, those who love me. I will perfect those who trust me. When you call on me, I will answer. What a wonderful thing to realize and know that when we call, he will answer. Because let me tell you what's going on in South Carolina, North Carolina right now. There's telephone poles down. There's phone lines down. There are people who are calling 911 and not getting an answer because it's out. That's why we do area-wide search when we go down there. We do those type of rescues. We got to look for the people in trouble because they're calling and nobody's answering. But when you call on the Lord, he always answers. He's always there for you. No matter what struggles you're in, no matter what difficulties you're in, he's always going to answer you. He will be there when in your troubles. He will rescue you, and honor them. I will reward you with a long life, and he will give you salvation. That's what the Lord does for you. You feel in danger, you read all of Psalms 91, you won't feel in danger no more. Realize what the Lord will do for you as an individual. You lack faith? I encourage y'all to come to Tuesday night studies that we're doing in our biblical studies because this is where we're at. We're talking about Joseph right now, but we're getting ready to get into this very subject. you lack faith, turn over to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. You're talking about the Israelite people. God just freed them from their bondage. They were in slavery. Now they're going down to the wilderness. He's leading them out. And they come up to the Red Sea. They see this huge Red Sea in front of them. And they look back and the Egyptians are on their way down to attack the Israelites. You see a Red Sea in front of you and the Egyptians behind you. You go, how in the world am I going to get out of this situation? I'm stuck. You're talking about Egyptians. You're not talking about hundreds. You're talking about thousands that are getting ready to attack on it. And so they're crying out to Moses, why did you bring us out here? To die? And this is what it says in 14, in verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, therefore, why cry thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thy up your rod and staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. He divided the sea. Do you ever feel like in points in life you don't even know how God's going to fix this? You struggle with that. You get in a situation in your life, you go, there's a wall in front of me and a wall behind me. How am I going to get out of this? And that's what the Israelites felt like that day. There's the Red Sea in front of us, and all these soldiers behind us that want to destroy us. If you came to the video series this past summer, you would have learned that the Lord was preparing your way hundreds of years prior to this. Not only did they walk the sea divide, but they walked on dry ground. And you would have learned how they walked on that dry ground. But God provides us well before we ever get in trouble. You lack faith? Turn over to Exodus and read what the Israelites went through and how God provided them in the worst situation a way out, a way of escape. Constantly He does that for us. Need encouragement? You know, Joshua 1:9, all of Joshua is good, but Joshua is a good one for encouragement. Do you feel like you're struggling with your spiritual life? Do you feel at times that, man, I don't know how I'm going to keep doing this? But you go to Joshua as that emergency number when you feel that way. That Joshua 1:6 tells us, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. But Joshua 1:9 tells us this. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Be not frightened, be not dismayed. Why? For your Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. There's not a situation that you can get into that the Lord's not standing there beside you on it. We were talking about this morning, about how the Lord looks out for us when we are in difficult times. You know, when you are having difficult times, the Lord let us struggle sometimes. But we need to realize, even through our struggles, even with sin, He's standing there right there with us. Because you're precious to Him. And He's telling us, don't be afraid no matter what, because I'm with you. What a great encouragement. So often when we get discouraged, we ask, where is God? Let me tell you, God's never left. You may not see Him because He's standing right behind you and you're not willing to face Him, but God's never left. Our God is always with us, no matter what situation we're in. You need encouragement, realize that the Lord is with you. This is what I picture. Now, you saw this picture just a moment ago of those legion of angels. But who is standing right there in the center of all that? Jesus. You know that God holds nothing back for us. He gives us the angels that He created. He gives Himself. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He doesn't hold anything back. And what a great encouragement to realize that our Lord is there for us in that way. And that picture just sticks out in my mind when I need encouragement. I'm not by myself. I'm surrounded by angels and I have the Lord standing there right beside me. You ever need directions? Russ has been using his little GPS in his lessons the last morning about it. My GPS is Psalms 73:23-24. Yet I am always with you. There again, he's telling us and reminding us, because we are that type of people, we need to be constantly reminded. He's always with us. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterwards, you will take me into glory. You know what I picture when I read this verse? Remember when you were a little child, and I remember our parents took us to a mall, they grabbed a hold of our hands. You know why our parents? Of course y'all know why, because y'all, a lot of y'all parents. Because as a kid, I can remember walking the mall and mom having my hand and I'm going, oh, I like that. No, get over here. A little bit later, I'll be walking and I'll see something else and she's got to drag me along because I get distracted. You know what? As Christians, we're the same way. We're little children. God's got to buy us a hand, and I can tell you from my personal experience. God's got me by my hand, and I'm going, ooh, I like that. And I'm trying to go over here, and the Lord's saying, no, that's not good for you. And a little later going on, I see something else. What's wrong with that? The Lord grabs me and guides me by my hand, if I allow it. If I allow the Lord to guide me in the path, he will direct me in the way I need to go. He will direct me to, I love that last part. Afterwards, he will carry you to glory. That's what I look forward to. So who do you call when you need directions? I call Psalm 73. Here's the one that at times in our lives that we all get to that point. There's the times in our life where the way the world is, there's so much turmoil in it that we need peace. Where do we find peace? Where do we call for peace? I tell you to go to Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. Because listen to this. Come to me, all ye who are weak, weary, and burdensome, and I will give you rest. So often, when you are not in peace, when you're facing turmoil in your life, you need rest. The Lord will provide that peace and rest for you if you turn to him. You need rest. The rest of it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So often, that's one of the biggest things that we face in this world, is not finding any peace. You look around this world, there's not much peace going on right now. There's arguments and fights and disagreements and trials and tribulations throughout this whole world. It's very hard to find peace. It doesn't take long to find turmoil. It's so easy to get wrapped up in that. But our Lord will bring us peace and give us rest. It's someone we can turn to. You need peace? I suggest turn to Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. If you struggle with feeling lost, you know, as Christians, we don't always stay in that straight path. Our life is in and out of trying to do what is right. So at some point in our life, we're going to feel like we're struggling and we feel lost. If you feel lost, I want you to go to Luke chapter 15. And you read all through Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, 1 through 7, tells us the story of the lost sheep. Let me tell you the story of the lost sheep. The shepherd left the 99 and went after the one. You go, why did he go after the one? He had 99. But that sheep was precious to that shepherd. So often do we feel that way? Do we feel like I'm only one? The Lord's not worried about me. I'm just one soul. He's got 99 more that he'd look after. What's so important about me that he would come after me? But he tells you in Luke chapter 15, 1 through 7, that he's going to leave the 99 and pursue you because you have value to him. You're important to him. So there's great value in that one. But so often Satan tells us, he's got 99 more. He ain't worried about you. You just one soul. But let me tell you, that relationship the Lord wants to have with you is a personal relationship. You have great value to Him. Luke chapter 8 through chapter 15, 8 through 10 is a story about the woman who lost the coin. What did she do? It was just one coin of value. She tore up her whole house looking for that coin. Looking for that coin. She did everything she could. She stopped what she was doing and she focused on finding that coin. What's that tell us? We have value to the Lord. No matter what happens to us, He will do everything that He can to come after you, to look for you. He can't make you come to Him, but He's going to do everything He can to put everything in place that you have that ability to come back. He'll tear up a whole house for you, because that's how much value you have to Him. Let's talk about the prodigal son. We talked about 11 through 32. The prodigal son went to his father and says, I want my inheritance. He took his inheritance and left. He took it from his dad and pretty much turned his back on his dad and went and lived the life of how he wanted to live. He had all kinds of friends because he had all kinds of wealth at the time. But the prodigal son got to the point where he had no more money. That meant no more friends. He got to the point where he was in a pig pen eating slop with the pigs. Whose fault was that? He's the one that turned his back on his father. He's the one that took his inheritance and left. And he thought to himself right then and there, he says, well, my servants, father's servants, live a better life than I do. Let me go back to my father and be a servant on him. What have all three of these stories got in common? The shepherd, when he found his sheep, rejoiced when I found the sheep when he was lost. He rejoiced. His sheep was lost and he was found and he rejoiced. Let me tell you a little something about that sheep. That sheep probably just wandered off on himself. He didn't do it on purpose. You ever feel that way when you're in life and Christian, that you're kind of drifting away from God, and before you know it, you're lost? You didn't mean to. You didn't try to. It just, life got busy and I started getting away from the Lord. So that's how that sheep got lost. But when that shepherd found them, he rejoiced. What about the woman who lost the coin? And when she found it, she called her friends and neighbors together and said, rejoice with me. I have found my lost coin. She got so excited. Let me tell you something. When you figure out that you're lost, and when you're seeing that you're getting off path, and you're drifting away, and you're got off the beaten path of what God had planned for you, that's what goes on in heaven. If you feel a little lost this morning, you come out this morning, that's what happens in heaven. They rejoice. God rejoices on that. All right, what about the prodigal son? He made that choice for himself. He turned his back on his father. What happened with him? It tells us in 15:24 that for this my son was dead and he is alive. He was lost and is found. And then began to be married. They began to be married. I picture this. This is what I picture the father doing. Because he saw him afar. He saw him afar. When he came down, he told his servants to go get the best clothes, go prepare a feast, do all that. The father was standing there at that road every day looking for his son to come back. He didn't care that he took his money and went on and spent it. He was looking for him to come back. And when he did, he rejoiced. He was excited. And that's the way our Heavenly Father is. Even though we choose to turn our backs on Him sometimes, He waits for us. On it. Dale's going to be coming up here shortly. If any of y'all have any prayers or concerns or anything that's going on, he'll come up here and petition as an elder of this church for you on your behalf. But I got some questions for you before that occurs. Let me ask you this morning. Do you feel weak spiritually? At times, or you feel like you're struggling? At times, do you feel lonely? Do you feel like I'm all by myself in this? Do you need encouragement? Let me tell you what the Lord's doing for you right now. You may feel weak, you may feel lonely, you may feel discouraged, you may feel all any of those ones that we just talked about this morning. But let me tell you what the Lord's doing for you. Just like we talked about the prodigal father, I am waiting for you. In other words, the Heavenly Father is sitting right here, standing right here at this very moment saying, why are you waiting? I'm waiting for you. Just come down here and I'll take care of you. Satan's telling us, hey, you're lonely because you're all by yourself. You're discouraged because that's just the way it is. You're weak because you're not very good Christians and you're just naturally going to be weak. The Lord's saying, I'm waiting for you right here, right now, just waiting for you to take care of all that for you. Something that we need to realize this morning. That we're not by ourselves. We have a legion of angels. We have Christ there in the center. We have the Holy Spirit. And all we got to do is come forward and He'll take care of us. That's all we got to do. Turn to Him and He'll take care of everything. I hope this morning I was able to encourage you in some form or fashion. In some areas that you may be struggling with this morning. But if there's anything that we can do for you, this congregation, the elders are here for you. Why don't you come now as we stand and sing?